Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 29th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the Financial Times reports that Apple is seeking clearance from the Trump administration to purchase memory chips from a blacklisted Chinese company. Apple argues the move would help it meet demand for product manufacturing during the ongoing global memory supply shortage. The report says that Apple is lobbying for the ability to buy memory chips from CXMT, which is a Chinese company that the Pentagon has put on a blacklist because of alleged connections to the People's Liberation Army. Apple reportedly contacted the United States Commerce Department a month ago before recently expanding its lobbying efforts to gain clearance. The report says that Apple is not barred entirely from buying chips from CXMT or YMTC, another Chinese memory chip maker. But because the Pentagon has put both of those companies on its Chinese military company blacklist, Apple wants a blessing from the Trump administration before doing so. Still, the move from Apple could be met with strong bipartisan opposition. For example, Apple faced opposition when it last lobbied to buy RAM from Chinese companies in 2022. This time around, however, the situation is a lot different, and Apple just raised prices on numerous iPads and Macs because of the increasing component costs for things like RAM. So far, the Trump administration has not publicly commented on Apple's request to buy RAM from these Chinese companies. Next up today, Apple is planning a big change to its Apple Silicon strategy for the Mac. A new report from Bloomberg details that Apple does not plan to release higher-end versions of the upcoming M6 chip. Instead, it will release the base M6, then immediately shift its focus to the M7. Bloomberg says that the M6 chip has been tested in a new entry-level MacBook Pro planned for later this year. It will reportedly focus on improved memory bandwidth, offering up to 200 gigabytes per second. The current M5 chip maxes out at 153 gigabytes per second. The M6 chip will include an updated memory architecture and an upgraded neural engine. Performance is also expected to improve across all of the cores, and there are enhancements coming specifically for video encoding and decoding as well. The M6 will also reportedly have a redesigned GPU, with Apple having tested versions with up to 12 graphics cores. That's up from a current maximum of 10 cores in the M5. But that's just the base M6. Bloomberg says Apple does not plan to release any additional variants of the M6. The next Pro and Max chips that Apple releases will materialize in the M7 generation next year. The M6 chip will be the first Apple processor since the advent of Apple Silicon in 2020. To not have a Pro or Max configuration. The M7 lineup is designed primarily around major advancements to on-device AI processing, according to Bloomberg. The base model is slated to support around 240 gigabytes per second of memory bandwidth. So the M6 base model will come this year, then the base M7 chip is reportedly set for as early as the first half of 2027. The faster M7 Pro and M7 Max are slated for the end of next year, followed by the M7 Ultra in 2028. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Summer travel and vacation season is in full swing, and if you travel with your MacBook, you're carrying your digital life with you. iCloud helps keep your files in sync across devices, while Time Machine protects you locally. But if your laptop was lost or damaged while traveling, would you have an offsite backup? Backblaze runs automatically and creates separate backups of your entire Mac in the cloud, including external drives. You set it up once and then you are set. iCloud for sync, Time Machine for local backup, and Backblaze for offsite protection. Try it for free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac and get 20% off with code 9to5daily. Running out today, that story about Apple's plans to skip the higher-end chips in the forthcoming M6 generation led to much consternation about the status of the new touchscreen MacBook lineup, which was originally expected to use M6 Pro and M6 Max chips. Bloomberg reports that the upcoming touchscreen Mac will be powered by the existing M5 Pro and M5 Max processors. The revamped MacBook is on track to arrive between later this year and early next year. This will mark Apple's first ever touchscreen Mac, an idea that the company had refuted for years. The new MacBooks will also have OLED screens, marking another first for the Mac, and will be available in 14-inch and 16-inch sizes. Apple is also bringing the dynamic island to the Mac for the first time, replacing the existing notch design. The devices will also have an updated industrial design, marking the first visual change to high-end MacBooks since 2021. The big news in the report, however, is that these new MacBooks will use the existing M5 Pro and M5 Max. That means that in terms of performance, we should expect things to be on par to the MacBook Pros you can buy today. The changes will be the touchscreen, the OLED display, and the new design. Bloomberg says that Apple is in advanced testing of the follow-up to these new MacBook models powered by the M7 Pro and M7 Max. That update is planned for as early as the end of 2027. One of the last remaining big questions about these new touchscreen OLED MacBook models is whether they will be branded as MacBook Pro or perhaps MacBook Ultra. Marketing names are often the last thing to leak about a new Apple product, if they leak at all. But this new report about the laptops using the M5 lineup of chips instead of the M6 does raise questions about how Apple plans to differentiate them from a marketing perspective compared to the MacBook Pros you can already buy today. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.